attention. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just got hit in the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these pat-downs?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer. I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is
all right. Yeah, I'm pumped up. You can't not be pumped up to hear that and know that Dr. Batar is about to appear, except that he just flew in from Vegas, and he's, like, not pumped up like I am. So he said, you got to pump me up, Robert. We're going to do it. Dr. Batar is back. Welcome, my friend.
Robert, you know, hearing that introduction, though, always does kind of wake me up. And I am exhausted from this trip in Vegas, and to me, that's the most unlikely place for me to ever visit. And if it wasn't for a conference, I wouldn't have even gone there, but it really does pump me up to hear that. The introduction is really good. I really like that. I don't hear that often myself, but I really got to send it out to Don. That's really an awesome job.
Yeah, Super Don really did it. And like I said, I get excited every time, you know, for a lot of reasons. We get together and have a good time. But the reality is you're here now. No excuses, even though you just got in from Vegas. We got to talk. I got, no pun intended, Alzheimer's on my mind. Why? Because another celebrity has gone on the record, going to Congress, saying we need more attention. Now, I understand the thing about focus, attention, all of that. There's nothing wrong with that. But I want you to hear before we launch into this hour, we played some audio from Seth Rogen. He was on one of the news shows being interviewed about this question of Alzheimer's, its research, and he went to Congress and he asked the experts. And let's find out what they say so we can get to hear what you say, Dr. Batar. So go ahead and run that clip, Tom.
Plaque, or do we know anything we didn't know before?
I mean, I was just at this hearing, and there were people who know much more about this than I do testifying, and the overall answer they seem to have to that question is they don't know. It seems like the biggest problem is that they don't have enough money to fund the ideas they have to pursue these avenues of thought. It seems like they're not even quite at the place where they can answer those questions because the money is so inconsistent that they don't know.
All right. The question was about Alzheimer's, you know, because the guy, Chris Matthews, said, what about aluminum? Is that part of it? And immediately Seth Rogen says, well, the expert says they don't know. We need more money. In fact, we don't even have enough money to come up with an idea or to explore the ideas we have that we're not telling you. I mean, does that sound like a real answer?
Well, let's pose the question, Robert, and again, I know that this is a rhetorical question that you're asking me, but since we're going to play this game and go through this exercise, let's go through this exercise in even a more fundamental way. So let's say you've got a problem with your car, and you need to figure out what's wrong with your car, and you go to a mechanic, or you go to a association of mechanics, and they say that we don't even know what question to ask to fix your car. Are you going to then say, okay, let me get money, throw it at you, and hope that you come up with a concept that we might be able to pursue? Or would you say, you're a bunch of imbeciles, I'm going to go somewhere else where they do have an answer? I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that if somebody's saying up front that we don't even know where to start. Why would you give them money? Why not just give money to the hockey team or to the Cub Scouts and let them come up with a solution yes. for Alzheimer's? Because at least, you know, they're going to be starting at the same point. The only difference is that they have a fresh perspective. Einstein's definition of insanity was to keep doing the same thing and expect different results. Well, that's exactly what these groups, these Alzheimer's experts are doing. And in all honesty, they know what the truth is. I mean, the truth is known. It's just, it's suppressed. It's considered not to be something that should be even talked about. And, you know, it's so ironical that we're talking about this very subject, because the subject of my new book that's coming out hopefully in the next few months, which has been done for a year and a half. We're just trying to find a publisher that has the cojones to actually put it out there. Can I say that on the air, or is that also be?
Yes, yeah, I actually used the same word cojones last hour, so you're in. You're
I'm kosher. Okay, good. But, yeah. You know, suppression of a medical miracle. And the subject matter is regarding a treatment that we've talked about so often on the show, Robert, chelation, the removal of heavy metals. And Alzheimer's, as well as autism, as well as all the neurological developmental delays, all these components, even down to atherosclerosis, coronary artery disease, peripheral vascular right. disease, cerebrovascular disease, which is all basically the affecting of the vascular tree, but whether it's in the brain, in the heart, or in the periphery, even those pathologies, cancer, all these different things are one of the things that contribute to them is heavy metals. As you know, Robert, that's in the seven toxicities in my philosophy, the seven toxicities I cover in the book, the very first toxicity is heavy metals. Well, heavy metals, specifically in the case of Alzheimer's and autism, is the etiological component, is the cause that results in the denudation of the neurofibrils. And this isn't even just my philosophy or my theory. Forget about the fact that we've treated over 1,900 cases of autism in my clinic, and over 30,000 children worldwide have been treated using our protocol at the Autism One conference that you're going to be with me, Robert. We're going to be talking more about mm-hmm. this. But also the Alzheimer's aspect, we've had two patients completely serendipitously treated for heavy metals because they came for something else, but they have heavy metals, they had mercury on board, start treating them. One had a diagnosis of Alzheimer's, one had a diagnosis of adult onset dementia. Both of them were independently diagnosed, a third-party neurologist, nothing to do with us. We didn't make the diagnosis. And one within 6 months, one within 7 months of us treating them for the heavy metal, were able to reestablish their own lives by regaining their power of attorney, because they had to give them up to family members. They weren't able to drive. They weren't able to take care of their own bank accounts, their own households, etc. They were able to regain their ability to conduct their own affairs by us simply removing heavy metals from their systems. And they both happen to have high levels of mercury. We got rid of the mercury, and just ironically, boom, their brains come back. Now, you know that's not ironic. There's nothing ironic about it. It's the mercury that causes the denudation of the neurofibrils that no other heavy metal causes. Other heavy metals do cause oxidative stress. They do cause slight deterioration in functioning of the neurons. There's other aspects and other pathologies and other etiologies that contribute to this, but it's mercury that causes the denudation. No other metal causes the same level of damage to the neuron as does mercury. And in fact, you can go to Google, you can go to YouTube, type in University of Calgary snail brain. Just type that in, University of Calgary snail brain, and you will see video documentation of the denudation of neurofibrils caused by mercury being introduced into a petri dish, not even direct contact with the neurons, and in less than 20 minutes, it's like the Wicked Witch of the West, and water is being poured on her, and the neurons just shrivel up.
Well, Dr. Bitar, why is it that, let's say, a mainstream news reporter would ask this Hollywood celebrity about aluminum, right? Obviously, the word got out about some heavy metals. How is it that that one got out, and no one else that you hear normally talking or asking the question, could mercury have anything to do with it? But aluminum is something that is brought up.
Well, it's interesting that even copper has been brought up, and in USA Today there was a story about copper being the cause of Alzheimer's because of a scientific publication that came out about 8 years ago. But it was interesting that the researcher that put that out there actually knows Boyd Haley, who's a good friend of mine, and Boyd told me that the reason that they put down copper was he knew that it wasn't the copper wasn't the problem, it was actually mercury, but the same substances that bind to copper, i.e. DMPS, the same chelators that bind to mercury will also bind to copper very readily. And so his thought was, if I say copper and they start using copper chelators, they will, as a side effect, pull out the mercury, and it'll help with the individual's brain function. And that's why they put it out as copper, because they knew that if they put mercury, it would not be published. You see, mercury is still used in amalgams. Mercury is still used in vaccines. Mercury is still used in the medical system. It's used as a preservative in ophthalmic drops. It used to be used in, it was taken out of canine and equine vaccines back in the 80s and the 90s, so the vets are only 15, 20 years ahead of us. But in the human vaccines, as you know, in thimerosal, ethylmercury. So because mercury is used so much already in the medical profession, they can't say that mercury causes the problem. So they put it on other things. Like aluminum is not readily used in medicine. Aluminum is not something that is commonly used for anything. So they can blame it on the aluminum. It's kind of like what you and I talked about before in the show, not last time, but the time before that, Robert, about you blame it on a virus. You don't blame it on the toxicity, because if you blame it on toxicity, then you imply the industrial complex. So you don't want to blame any type of industry, so you blame it on a virus, and then you create a vaccine for the virus, and you go after the virus, the virus hunters. Well, here, it's the same type of thing. They're picking on a different metal that's not going to cause anybody to have any liability, whereas if you blame it on mercury and you bring it up to the forefront, then all the industry in the medical industry is already using mercury throughout the system. And again, you and I both know there's a much higher agenda over here, a much more sinister agenda than just using something that's cheap like mercury. But you know, that goes off into another tangent that we tend to always go off onto.
No, it's good. And I think your point is well taken, or it should be, that if they're going to admit to some toxicological cause, it would certainly be better to do one that's more diffuse and not as focused that we can say, aha, see, we're, that's where they're getting it. Although we have seen more reliance on aluminum being added into vaccines because of its evidently a hyperstimulatory role on the immune system. It aggravates it. They call it as an adjuvant to aggravate and really stimulate what they hope to happen, an antibody response. When we come back from this break, we're going to talk with Dr. Rasha Bitar about that as well. Plus, go into a little more depth on the reversal that's already happening with Alzheimer's. Are you listening, Seth Rogen? We got the cures, we got the reversals, we got the healing. Read the 9 steps to keep the doctor away, Dr. Bitar's international bestseller. All of it is linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Reversing Alzheimer's, even more after the break.
Listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up.
Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Could the reversal for all Alzheimer's be near, be on the horizon? Well, the answer is no. What? Don't bum me out. No, the answer is it's already here. Yes, you just heard Dr. Batar acknowledge it. We're going to go into it a little bit more right now. It's Advanced Medicine Monday on the Robert Scott Bell Show. If you ever miss the special editions that we do each and every Monday, you can also go to medicalrewind.com and be linked into a whole plethora of great information, including hundreds of hours of Dr. Batar and I letting loose on these subjects. And Dr. Batar, you're letting loose beautifully on this Alzheimer's subject.
Well, Robert, it's so preposterous that people think that we don't know what the causes and what the solution is when we've gone to the moon and when we can take the Library of Congress and put it in a drive no bigger than our hand and we can go to the other side of the world in 12 hours, but no, we can't figure out what the cause of a problem that in basically 100 years ago was even unheard of, and now, of course, we can't figure out that with all the things that we've done in industry that there's a cause to this problem. I mean, it's evident. It's so clear. You know, you talked about aluminum as an example before we took the break, and you talked about how aluminum is an adjuvant and how they use it to create a hyperimmune response. So it creates the aggravation of the neurons and then of the immune system, excuse me, and then that's supposed to create a better immune system or immune response to whatever the virus,
the antigen they try to throw in there, right?
Right. Whatever the flavor of the day that they're trying to create a response to. But you know, just think about how preposterous this is, because we know that the metals like aluminum, mercury, all these different substances that are used as adjuvants, we know that their side effect is immunosuppressive. So let's say that I take a substance that I know is going to irritate you, but it's irritating you while decreasing your immune response, okay? The whole theory is that it's kind of like when you're taking paint off metal, you want to take sandpaper and rough it up. Actually, let's put it this way. When you want to put a new coat of paint on metal, you want to rough up the existing paint with sandpaper so that it causes a little bit of disturbance in there, and now the new paint will hold on to the old paint, right?
Yes, yes.
It's the same type of concept where they're giving this substance to cause an aggravation of the immune system. The only problem here is that the immune system that they are aggravating, and it does aggravate it, it also is at the same time suppressing it. It's not aggravating it and making it more responsive. It's aggravating it, but it's actually all at the same time immunosuppressive. You take any type of individual, any type of physiological system, you know, whether it's a human, animal, whatever, you even take a plant, for example, and you put aluminum or you put mercury, you put that in the soil, you're going to have a suppression of that plant or of that biological system's ability to protect itself, to render itself less prone to whatever the environmental conditions are. Okay, soil that has heavy metals, higher heavy metals, the plants don't grow as well as something that has a high, rich mineral content, correct?
Yes, yes.
So it's the same thing over here. We're giving something supposedly to stimulate the immune system, or to to aggravate the immune system, and it is aggravating, but it's actually causing a suppression of that very humoral and cellular response system. So,
right, and wouldn't we want, I mean, if you think about protecting children, you say, we want to strengthen your immune system. We want your immune system to work better. But what you're saying is that by aggravating it, it's not necessarily strengthening the immune system or making it work better.
Right. The aggravating it is just making it aware, making it aloud, you know, like yelling at somebody's ear. But that doesn't mean that it's also going to stimulate their hearing to get better. It's like saying, let's do something loud, and it's going to stimulate your hearing to get better. That's not true. You can yell in somebody's ear, but you can actually deafen them, and that's what's actually going on here. Yes, it does cause an aggravation to the immune system. That's true, but it doesn't cause an aggravation which results in a hyperimmune response. It causes an aggravation, that's one, but it's also immunosuppressive in itself. So you're actually causing an immune response depression while aggravating it, which is why these kids end up having all these other problems.
Yeah, and of course, this is happening at younger and younger ages, as we heard, you know, people in their 50s, much less 40s, now showing signs of Alzheimer's, and of course, we see kids in the autism spectrum. You are a man of many analogies today, Dr. Bitar, and I'm still loving the one you did about the auto mechanic. You go to your mechanic, he goes, I have no idea what the problem is. I can't even think about what the problem is until you give me a lot of money. Then, we'll see what we do. And that's what the Alzheimer's researchers are claiming to Seth Rogen. You know better, I know better, we know better together here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Advanced Medicine Monday continues. Chemotherapy, radiation surgery, which one of those three things actually enhances your immunity? I'll ask Dr. Bitar about that too on the other side of this break. Stick with us.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels up to 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first, unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Self-reliance.
Survival supplies.
Survival skills.
National experts.
Get it all at the only free-to-attend national event exclusively for preppers.
This spring in Tulsa.
It's the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo.
A must-be-there event.
Presented by American Living. This massive expo will include special guests.
David Mays from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers.
Plus, GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach via live video conference.
Hear Dr. Bones.
Nurse Amy. And members of the American Prepper Network,
along with many other leading national experts.
Learn life-saving tips, CPR, how to handle crisis situations.
Walk through a bomb shelter and much, much more.
Two big days, April 5th and 6th at the Tulsa Expo Square in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
That's April 5th and 6th. Doors open at 9 a.m. with absolutely free admission.
Don't miss the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, America's largest emergency preparedness event.
Get your free tickets now.
NPSExpo.com.
That's NPSExpo.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Robert, Scott Bell.
Let's take a walk on the wild side.
Alrighty. You're everywhere, baby. Radio, TV, the papers. Am I right? Right.
Robert Scott Bell. Bell.
Alzheimer's, and I brought up the issue of autism as well. The other end of the so-called spectrum from an age perspective, are they related? I mean, is it possible? Also, I want to recommend that you go to, and we have it linked up in the show notes today, autismdefined.net. This is going to help gear everybody up that's coming, and I hope you're planning to. May in Chicago for the Autism One Conference. Dr. Bitar and I will be there. We'll be talking more about that as well. Dr. Bitar, relationship, am I stretching something here that has to be massaged into reality, or is there a link between autism early on and this Alzheimer's later on?
You know, Robert, I don't know how you do that. You know the answers. You know the answers for over a decade, and yet you posed a question to try to make me look better than I can or do by pretending like you don't have the answers.
I don't know.
I'll answer that. You know that it's the same thing. You know, we've discussed this also. The difference between autism and Alzheimer's is the way that an individual is exposed to the poison. So an autism patient has basically an acute exposure during a key developmental period of the brain, versus an Alzheimer's patient has a a chronic, insidious exposure over years that affects a brain that's fully matured already. So the only difference is the developmental phase of the brain at the time of exposure and the chronicity versus the acuteness of that exposure. That's it. There is no other definition. There's no other difference at all whatsoever. Autism and Alzheimer's is by definition the same exact thing, with the exception of when in the development of the brain it was the individual was exposed to the mercury and the age of the individual when they start having the symptoms. If you take a time machine, you take a child that has autism, you take them back to the let's say a child that would get autism, let me put it that way, or a fetus that's in that developmental stage and you're now starting, the baby's born, the first day on the planet, you start to hit them with vaccines. Let's say before you hit them with vaccines, you take that same child, put them in a time machine, advance them 75 years into the future, and if they would have autism, if they were to develop autism from exposure to the vaccines and such, they would have Alzheimer's 70 years in the future. You take a patient that has Alzheimer's right now, put them in a time capsule, take them back 70 years to the time that they were born, expose them to all the vaccines and the maternal amalgam load and all the other exposures that they are exposed to during that key developmental phase, they will end up having autism. It's the same exact thing. It's mercury. It causes denudation of the neurofibrils, and we have, you know how many kids we've treated with autism. We haven't done nearly as many patients with Alzheimer's because we just don't have patients coming to us with that. But the few patients that we have had coming for other issues, we have been able to resolve their issues and allow them to get their power of attorney back.
Like you said, not in the future, but right now, and it's already happened. We can even say past tense. So that's an important consideration. Super Don, you need to get a hold of Seth Rogen and let him know what Dr. Bitar just said and have him listen. Now, we're going to go to the phones here.
By the way, Robert, not to cut you off, but just so you know, in front of the U.S. Congressional Subcommittee on Human Rights and Wellness in May 6, 2004, actually, we get coming on to the 10-year anniversary of that congressional testimony that I gave, I said the exact same thing to the respective members of Congress at that point, and they all afterwards came up and talked to me about that very aspect, because we were talking about autism, but I made the comment about Alzheimer's, and they all had an interest in that.
And you outdrew Seth Rogen tremendously, because you were at a packed house when you were testifying. Unfortunately, Seth had only a few sleepy congressmen that were listening, and only two. Let's go to the phones now. We have a caller. I can't read that on the screener, but Super Don, if you can bring him up. Caller, are you there? You are on. If you are, you're on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I'm here. I like Dr. Butter. I follow him a lot. He's normally dead on, but one of the things he said today was that autism is a cute disease, and man, there's just nothing cute about autism, Dr. Butter.
Is Bitar, and he said acute, not acute.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It ain't cute.
Who is this? This voice sounds familiar to me.
Yeah, I think it's Ty.
Is that Ty? Ty Bollinger? You sneaky little thing. What is that, Ty? Look at you.
But the thing is, he's not trying to joke, though. He's serious, though. He really thinks that, you know, it's not cute. So I understand that, Ty. Thank you for pointing that out.
It's not cute. You're right.
And you're made of butter,
Dr. Butter.
like we really need this infusion of. Wait a second, who allowed the riffraff to be pulled in anyway?
I think he snuck in.
Well, when the show started.
Oh, were you?
Yeah. Well, I was, and Dr. Bitar was. You were not. And Ty, I think you're taking a bad example for me sneaking into Braves games or something.
You know, I don't know, man. They only let riffraff sneak into the Braves game, so I guess we're both riffraff, according to Dr. Butter there.
We're going to have to Don to up his security features, you know.
No, seriously, fellas, the distinction that Dr. Bitar just made was really good. When we were up in North Carolina at the conference, the Advanced Medicine Conference in July, I think it was. He brought that up, that the only difference between autism and Alzheimer's is just really the age. It's the length of exposure. But they're really very similar type neurodegenerative diseases. And that was the first time I'd ever heard that. I'd never really put the pieces together that they're very similar because of the heavy metal influence in both diseases.
Well, the other aspect is that there was the Journal of Alzheimer's Research, there was an article that was published a number of years ago by a friend of mine and a New Zealand researcher, and he was talking about the APOE aspect, which is traditionally seen as a marker of cardiac disease. And when you look at the ApoE, you can have either a 2, a 3, or a 4 from each parent. So you can be a 2-2, a 2-3, a 3-3, a 2-4, a 3-4, or a 4-4. Now, the 4-4 combination has a tremendous difficulty in eliminating mercury, whereas 2-2 has the easiest time basically getting rid of the mercury. And the research was looking at Alzheimer's patients, and they were using the ApoE as a predictive value, and they found that people that were 3-4 or 4-4 had an incidence of autism. I can't remember the exact numbers, but it was something like 70-75% chances they would have Alzheimer's by the time they were in their 60s. Versus if there were 2-2s or 2-3s, it was only like a 14 or 15% chance. So there's been research already done to show the association with this ApoE, but ApoE is specifically defining the ability of the body to get rid of mercury. And it's the same issue. I'm using the same markers in autism. I've got over 2,000 data points looking at ApoE in patients. Now, of course, this isn't something we redo like the metals. We've got over 8 million data points on looking at the different types of metals and different vectors from hair, urine, fecal, RBC, toenail clipping levels, et cetera. Now, with the recent advent of the Oligo scan, even skin levels using light mm-hmm. to determine the level of metals and minerals. But when you look specifically at mercury and the ability of the body to excrete it in Alzheimer's, as has already been published, and now you correlate that to autism, it's the same thing. 3-4 predictively is going to be a child that's going to end up having a much, in fact, I'd say 85% of the kids I'm treating are either 3-4 or 4-4. Mm-hmm. Maybe
Dr. Bichar,
a 3-3.
There's a new article out, and I don't know if you've gotten to see it yet. It says new clues emerge about why autism is more common in boys. Mm-hmm. Now, we've discussed this, and they want to say, oh, it's a genetic, but they never talk about non-excretion or inability to excrete mercury and other heavy metals.
Yeah, actually, first of all, that's not new information. It's been out there for, God knows, at least 10 years, and we know that testosterone is an exacerbating factor. Testosterone with thimerosal makes the thimerosal 4 times more damaging. Just like adding antibiotics to the thimerosal will potentiate the effects of thimerosal. So testosterone and antibiotics will exacerbate the effects of thimerosal. Believe it or not, estrogen here is protective. It reduces the effects of thimerosal. So we end up having a 4-to-1 ratio of males to females because of the natural hormonal cascade that, you know, is initiated in boys versus girls, and that's the biggest reason. But as far as the non-excretor phenomena, of course, nobody looks at that, but the ApoE is one of the things at least that we look at and has been shown now based upon the data that we've collected is one of the most predictive components as far as the ability of the child to excrete. There's other ones too, tetrahydrofolate reductase, enzyme deficiency, the glutathione transferase issue, the COMT polymorphisms. So there's a number of things out there that will help to contribute to the inability of the individual to excrete. But the ApoE is a very good screening predictive value.
Dr. Bichar, last segment, I had asked you about enhancement of the immune system via vaccines, and you'd talk about it aggravating it, not enhancing it in any way. And I asked you talked about softball questions, sort of. I asked a softball question of Ty Bollinger when we were at our cancer conference over the weekend in Atlanta. And I asked him, you know, which of these three will actually enhance and strengthen your immune system, chemotherapy, radiation, or surgery? And I want to ask you the same question and see if you and Ty agree on this. So which one of those will actually enhance immunity?
Enhance immunity?
Yeah, make you stronger and better. Your immune system's going to rock and roll because of it. Chemotherapy, radiation, or surgery? Trick question, isn't it?
Radiation and chemo, you know, there's a philosophy that if you can tease the system and waken it up, in fact, that's how hydrogen peroxide works. When we give hydrogen peroxide intravenously, it actually potentiates the immune system. But chemo and radiation are definitely going to be suppressive. I would say none of them, but if I was going to say any one of them, I'd probably say the surgery, because radiation, chemo. Now, I mean, if you did it in like minuscule homeopathic type doses, then maybe.
Right, but how many oncologists do you know that are teasing the immune system this way? They're destroying it, are they not?
like napalm.
Yeah, exactly. That's the point. And even surgery, which we know may be warranted in certain cases where there's no other option, it's not necessarily going to enhance immunity, at least in the short run, because it's an assault that's, that the body has to recover from.
Let me talk about surgery for a second. Actually, surgery can be immuno-enhancing if you look at it from a debulking standpoint, because when you debulk the system, you're going to reduce the burden, the tumor burden, so the body doesn't have as much to fight. So from that basis, it could be immuno-enhancing because it's reducing the burden on the immune system.
Look at you, Mr. Detail. Dr. Detail, Dr. Rajan Bitar with us here doing some advanced medicine. We'll be back. Ty Bollinger might stick around for a comment or two, or just to annoy Dr. Bitar. We don't know. We're going to find out. Check it all out, robertscottbell.com, as well as medicalrewind.com. Back with Dr. Bitar after this.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, y'all, are you looking for Corella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic. Super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so as simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
There is some good news on the Justina Pelletier case out of Massachusetts and Connecticut, but we won't have time to go into it today. You can link it up in the show notes and read up on it. We'll follow up this week as well. We got Advanced Medicine Monday and party crasher Ty Bollinger, who we do love and adore, although Dr. Batar will not admit it. But you guys...
I love and adore before you got me family, but not him.
Not him. Okay, we got to set that stage
party
right.
Party crasher, he called me a party pooper.
No, but, you know, that's a positive thing. The crasher, not so, but the pooper is good because we cover a lot of poop jokes on the air, you know.
Detoxification.
That's right.
Yes, detox elimination, exactly. Now, you guys, this is an incredible letter. And before, Dr. Batar, you introduced me to Ty, you guys had a thing going on, didn't know about it. And there was a great letter going on. They called about before there was B&B, and it isn't bed and breakfast. They call it Bollinger and Batar. What was this letter? Somebody found out about you, Dr. Batar, through Ty's book, Cancer Step Outside the Box?
Yeah, but this is just recent. This was only about... couple of weeks ago, I think. That's the letter you're talking about, unless Ty sent you something from before, but this is just recently.
Yeah, he's just...
this is from about a month ago.
77 years old. 77 years old, stage 4 cancer.
Yeah. But this wasn't before you were introduced to Ty, is my point. This letter was just from somebody that wrote it a month or two ago.
Gotcha. So the gift of healing is just keeps on happening in a contemporary current kind of status.
Yeah, actually, I think they read Ty's book. And in the book, I guess there's a, I think, Ty, you have a, I don't know, because I've never read your book, so I wouldn't know, but you have a chapter in there about Avi, right?
I've got a whole chapter on you and the toxicities and your treatments, and I've also got a chapter on vaccinations, and there's about 3 or 4 pages that spotlights Avi.
Right, I think this is one of the older editions where there wasn't as much in there. But anyway, they had read the book, and they were empowered by the book, and that's one of the reasons that, you know, I've liked the book. In fact, when I sent Ty a video of Burton Goldberg talking about Ty's book, because Burton had seen it sitting on my desk, and while I was with a patient, I had to go in with a patient. When I came back, Burton was sitting there and had gone through the book over the last hour, and he said, "This is a really good book. You know the author?" And I lied to him. I said, "Yeah, he's a friend of mine." And I said, "Can you, Burton, do me a favor? If you like the book, why don't you let me get my IT guy in here and let him just shoot some video of you talking about the book?" So he did that. He was happy. Burton won't endorse something unless he really likes it. And he made a little video, a minute long, you know, and saying what he thought about the book. And I sent it to Ty saying, what did I say, Happy Hanukkah or something? I can't remember what I said.
No, the subject line of the email was Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, that's right. That's right.
Okay.
And so anyway, in fact, I think Burton's going to be interviewed by you in your cancer DVD series, right?
He is, yeah. I've been corresponding with Burton today. I'm going out there to California end of April to interview him.
Right. So I think that's how it kind of started. We had some people that had – I actually still have Ty's book that I give to all new cancer patients that come to a clinic. They get a copy of that book, and they get a copy of the book by my good friend Patrick Quillen, Beating Cancer with Nutrition. And then, of course, we give them the 9-step copy. But that's basically their homework, their primers, if they will, on reviewing and I find it to be empowering for the individual, so that they are, it's almost like plowing the field and preparing the field for us to sow the seed that will then sprout into a healthy, you know, tree. But there's so much fear, there's so much unknown, there's so much uncertainty that has been already ingrained into them just from the words that you have cancer. And that's what reading Beating Cancer with Nutrition, your cancer step outside the box, it gives them that hope that they need in order to be able to see another possibility. You can't achieve the extraordinary if you can't even conceive of it in the first place. It's like what we talked about, those researchers with Alzheimer's, how are they going to even figure out a solution if they don't even know where to start? So we want to give people a place to start to develop their hope and to see that there is another way and there is another approach. And not only is it another approach, it worked, and it's worked over and over and over again. It's actually
real quick, Dr. Bitar. Yeah, real quick, Dr. Bitar, on the dietary things we talk about for cancer, beating cancer with nutrition, Ty talks about it in his book, there's probably not a whole heck of a lot of difference you would do for someone coming in with an Alzheimer's diagnosis in terms of diet. They still need to do the same thing. The thing that causes cancer, also heavy metals in a big way.
Yeah, from a dietary standpoint, you know, you want to stay away from sugar because that is an immunosuppressive. You want to try to keep the carbohydrate level low. For somebody with Alzheimer's, for example, the biggest things are really, as far as from a nutrition standpoint, you have to be concerned more about inhalation of mercury vapor and getting the flu shot than you really have to worry about diet. But if you're really concerned about diet, you don't want to eat tuna, you know, fish that has high levels of mercury and that kind of stuff.
All right, well, very good. Send this hour to Seth Rogen. Somebody, if you know Seth Rogen, let him know we have just reversed Alzheimer's with Dr. Rasha Bitar. And the bonus, Ty Bollinger here today. Both of you guys reminding each and every one of you out there on planet Earth that the power to heal is yours.
Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yep. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.